Just one interesting thing, and that is, it's mashma from our Gemara that Esther, who made her tainus, what we know today as tainus Esther, and the tainus was for 3 days, the tainus was 3 days ritzufas. Right? And that's really what the pasuk says. Lech knois es kol ha-yehudim, ha-nibtzim b'shushan, v'tzumu alai, v'al toichlu, v'al tishtu, shloishes yomim layla v'yoyim. Don't eat and don't drink 3 days, layla v'yoyim. Gamani v'naroysai otzum kein uvechein ovei al ha-melech, ha-shaloi kados, v'kasher ovadati ovadati. But it sounds like that the tainus was for 3 days ritzufas. Where do you see that from the Gemara? Because the Gemara is proving from Tainus Esther that a person can go 3 days, 3 full days, without eating. This person's on the water for 3 days. The assumption is he wasn't able to eat or drink. Now, maybe he was able to swallow the water, but we're assuming now that he can't eat or drink for 3 days. Zokta Gemara, you see from Esther's tainus that a person can go 3 days without eating or drinking. Must be, the Gemara held, that tainus Esther was 3 days ritzufas beloy achila u beloy shtia. Darach Laner on this Gemara says that although Azoy state in Gemara, but there's a Medrash that says not that way. The Medrash says, quote, how is it possible that they were able to go 3 days and they didn't die? It must be they were mafsik mibayyoy, meaning it wasn't 3 days ritzufas, it was 3 days of Tanesim, but it wasn't 3 days ritzufas. It said Darach Laner, it seemed to be a machloikis in Chazal. Medrashim Chalukos. The Gemara in Yavamas Kuf Chafalof on the base, talked away, teaches us that the Tainus Esther was 3 days of Ritzufis. They didn't even come up for breath. Whereas in the Medrash, it's a Yalkit, says the Aruch Laner, it's Mavur that they actually were Mavsik. Says the Aruch Laner, a very Geshmak Ara. He says that Lefi this Medrash, we could be Miyashiv Akasha that he saw in the Sefer Yaris Dvash from the Rebbe Reb Yonason. From Yonison Ibishitz. From Yonison Ibishitz asks that the Gemara says, it says in the Megillah, Vayavar Mordechai. Chazal asks, what does it mean, Vayavar Mordechai? So one pshat in the Gemara is, Shehevri Yom Rishon Shal Pesach. That he was Mavri Yom Rishon Shal Pesach. When we learn Masech this Megillah, we spoke out an epic raid bite from Rav Reuven Margolis, which was on the other pshat of the Gemara. What does it mean, Vayavar Mordechai? Arkuma de Maya. There was a body of water that he crossed over, and he said, based on archaeological finds, there was Shushan and Shushan Habira, Ayin Shom. But Vayavar Mordechai, one pshat in the Gemara, it's Rav's pshat is, Shehever Yoim Rishon Shal Pesach Betainas. That Yoim Rishon Shal Pesach, the first day of Pesach, they fasted, which was really Yontif. And on Yontif, you're not supposed to fast. What's the cheshbon? Because we know that the three Tanesim that the Yidden fasted during the Purim story was Yudalid, it was Tezvav, and it was Tes Zayin Nisan. So if one of the 3 days is Tes Vav Nisan, so that means Hever Yoim Rishon Shal Pesach Betainis, which is a violation of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. It's Yontif. So how could you fast? The Teretz is Vayavar Mordechai. It was a Rasha, and they violated all. Frank, Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz, why didn't the Gemara say better? Why did Rav say, not just Hever Yoim Rishon Shal Pesach Betainis? What he should have said was, he was Maver on the mitzvah of Matzah. There's a chiyuv d'oraisa to eat matzah of be'erev toichlu matzahs, and that's supposed to be the first night of Yontif. Shehever Yom Rishon v'tainis sounds like we're shtelling zechem the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. I would have said better, said Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz. He was mevatel the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach. Zokt the Aruch Laner, Yesh Loimar, that Rav in the Gemara Masechtas Megillah held like the Yalkut, that says that even though they fasted 3 days, but they didn't fast 3 complete days, but rather a little bit they came up, so it could be the night of Tezvav, they actually ate matzah. Narvas, they fasted the next day, and that's something you're not allowed to do, because at the end of the day, you're not allowed to fast on Yontif. So you're being mevatel all the sudas that you're supposed to eat, but they didn't fast 3 days ritzufas. If they fasted 3 days ritzufas, then anachanami, it's akasha, but maybe they didn't fast 3 days ritzufas, and because they didn't fast 3 days ritzufas, like the Yalkut, that would be the territory of Yonis and Abishitz Kasha. But then the Aruch Laner says a very geshmak azach. He says that maybe you can be miyashiv the Kasha, even according to our Gemara, which says that he fasted 3 days ritzufas. And that is based on the Gemara Masechtas Yuma, the Ein Kan Mekoy Melaharech, that says that what's the shear? How much is a person not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur? Midday Raisa. So, disregarding the sugi of Chatzi Shir Asim in Atayr. But what's the Shir Day Raisa? How much is a person not allowed to eat? So, the Shir on Yom Kippur is B'Koseves. And the reason is, because it doesn't say in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. It says, V'nisim esam shay seichim. You have to be in a state of Inui. So, the Shir Inui is always B'Koseves. Koseves Hagasa. But the halacha is, the Shir is always B'Koseves. What's the Shir of how much a person would have to eat matzah in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Be'erev Teichel Matzahs? It's a kezayis. So he says, not a kasha. Maybe they ate a kezayis, but they didn't eat the kezayis. They ate the kezayis, so they were able to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah. But at the same time, they didn't eat the kezayis. So like this, they weren't over on the tainus of Esther. Aye, so what does the Gemara mean when it says that they were mevatol simchas yontif? He said, because what's the shir of simchas yontif? That's also something we've spoken about in the past. The shir suda is bekebeya. A beya is bigger than a kezayis. Half of the fellows. Dr. Aruch Laner tucked away here in the end of Masechtas Yevamos. Very beautiful. He says they weren't mevatel matzah because the shir matzah is b'kezayis. They were able to eat a kezayis. What couldn't they eat? They couldn't eat a kezayis. If they couldn't eat a kezayis, so then they weren't able to eat the suda. And that's why, what were they maver? The only thing that we mentioned that they were maver was they were maver yom rishon shel pesach. They were mevatel the mitzvah of simchas yontif.